You're listening to SBS News.
After repeated calls from officials, Australians are joining lengthy queues to get their COVID vaccinations. But knowing just which vaccine to have is being affected by politics. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews is defending the government's late-night messaging, making everyone eligible for the AstraZeneca vaccine.
We have made the AstraZeneca vaccine available to people between 18 and 59 who choose to take an informed decision.
But the response from the Sunshine State is a hard no. Queensland's Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young offering this strong advice.
No, I do not want under 40s to get AstraZeneca. I don't want an 18-year-old in Queensland dying from a clotting illness who, if they got COVID, probably wouldn't die.
And the concerns have spread to the West, where Premier Mark McGowan has weighed in.
Get 10 doctors, you're probably going to get 10 opinions. But our doctors, and indeed the national body that gives you advice on these things, they say that under 40s shouldn't have it.
New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant has also offered a note of caution, discouraging the use of mass clinics to embrace the federal view.
It is important that Atagi has said that people can make personal choices, but they need to be informed. And the view I have is that in a mass vaccination clinic, the detailed risk discussions cannot take place.
So how did we get to this point? Back in February, Australia's medicines regulator, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, approved the AstraZeneca vaccine for all Australians 18 years and above. But after rare blood clots were reported, the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, known as ATAGI, recommended Pfizer as the preferred vaccine for those aged 16 to under 60. Then on Monday night, Prime Minister Scott Morrison suddenly announced all age groups could use AstraZeneca again.
Well, if they wish to go and speak to their doctor and have access to the AstraZeneca vaccine, they can do so.
Now Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is trying to clarify what he meant.
And ATAGI advice has always contemplated that where an individual had informed consent, they may elect to do so. But our statement on preferred is unchanged, and that remains exactly as ATAGI set out.
International data is showing that Australia's rollout is lagging badly, with less than 5% of the country fully vaccinated. But this change to increase vaccine take-up has some medical experts worried, including President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Omar Khorshid.
One of the criticisms that the AMA does agree with of the government's rollout of the vaccine is that the messaging has really been mixed. And I think Australians don't know which way is up when it comes to the vaccine program.
Also in the spotlight today, exemptions for overseas travellers to enter Australia. According to the Australian Border Force, 20% of incoming travellers are not Australian citizens or permanent residents. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says this is a concern.
The person who brought the virus in to Queensland was a regular traveller, not a vulnerable Australian returning home, who was unvaccinated. And I honestly think we need a serious discussion about ensuring that people are vaccinated coming into this country. We have got to minimise the risk. We're at a pressure cooker moment.
But it's the Sunshine State which has also brought in major stars and allowed them exemptions to quarantine at home. Something Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews has been quick to point out.
Some days, Premier Palaszczuk and the Queensland State Labor government choose to push to have people enter this state, particularly those people who are involved in film and television, who are involved in sports. But when they have their own failure that they can't manage, they're very quick to jump up and down, try and blame the Commonwealth government.
Krishani Danji, SBS News.